This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. Come. Say again. Okay, well, coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Truly a sight to behold is a gun that has a Boyd's Gun Stock on it. You don't have to take my word for it. Go check them out at Boyd'sGunStocks.com. We still working on coal? Okay. Let me set this up for you. Spikes Tactical, who's a sponsor of this show, has, they have, to say that 2018 has thrown them a bunch of curveballs would be an understatement. And through all of this, they continue to function on a day-to-day basis and be almost peerless at it. And to go over and discuss what's going on at Spike Tactical, we are joined now by the by one of the top people there, Cole Lelou. Good evening, sir.
Hey, Bill. How you doing?
So, I thought we had peaked when Shopify came in and said, well, let's talk about Shopify. Let's open with Shopify. Now, Shopify came in, and they decided they were going to take a bunch of stuff from you because you had used a lot of their services, and you pay for a lot of their services to be developed on their proprietary systems and everything else. And it looked like they were trying to just put you out of business overnight. They sort of pulled back on that one a little bit, haven't they?
Yeah, initially they just put out the thing saying, hey, you're in violation. They didn't give any timeline. They wouldn't give us answers. They were ignoring our web developer. I think partially due to the pressure they were getting, they decided to give everyone until December 31st, which, you know, it's a okay amount of time. It's not it doesn't make it easy for a large website to get a full transfer over, but we've got a web development team and we've got it going, so we'll get through it. It's going to cost us a big chunk of change to get it done, and you know, whenever these things come up, Bill, our main objective is to make sure we don't just go quietly in the night. We want to make sure that they have to feel the consequences of pushing their will on gun owners and on people who care about the Constitution.
So, and that's the thing. And we're going to get to the other one that wanted to do it quietly. How much of a pushback has Shopify been getting off of this? How much blowback have you guys seen?
You know, it's hard to say if I know that on social media, they got slammed. I mean, every post they made, they were just getting blown up over it. You know, big picture, they'll probably end up gaining more business from it. Same thing like the Nike campaign they did with Colin Kaepernick. You know, everyone at first was like, oh, you're going to regret this, all these gun owners. But I don't know a lot of gun owners that wear Nikes anyway, and they're an international brand, just like Shopify is international. They probably don't care about our rights, period. I mean, unfortunately, it's in a position where they're probably going to end up benefiting from it. But, I mean, people let them hear their displeasure in it, and I think that's part of what bought us till the end of December, because I think without that, they didn't have any intention of letting it go like that long.
The gun industry is a $51 billion industry, though.
Oh, yeah.
And typically, financial companies that provide some sort of financial service, They are loath to leave money on the table. And is this virtue signaling? Is somebody making that up for them? Is there a way for them to make up for that? I mean, and
I think it's a combination. I think it's partially virtue signaling, and I think the politics in this country have gotten to where things are so divisive now that, you know, whether it be your banker or the guy at McDonald's, if you have a Trump sticker in your car, they may spit in your food or they may purposely mess up your transaction. Things have gotten to a point where it's very explosive, and the two sides are so far apart that if they see you as a company that goes against their values and goes against their party, they'll try to slice you where they can. And if that is a product of, you know, what they did here with this current thing or with Shopify, I can't tell you for sure, but it definitely is something that I'm seeing a trend of.
So they're just going to leave the money on the table so that they can sit back and look good. Now, somebody's going to step up, though. Do you think that we're going to see somebody step up and say, you know what, I don't care?
You know, so we actually with the website development platforms, we actually had really good talks with a couple of different companies out there. They actually said that they were in fear of, you know, Google and Amazon Web Services shutting them down, so they didn't want to be named publicly. But they were backing guns. But they were backing guns quietly, and they gave us all their assurances, and they're willing to put it in writing. And then we ended up going with someone that you know, it's a completely open source, so that we can't be shut down again.
Right.
So that for us is an issue. It's in the past. It's a chunk of money. I was still looking to take legal action if there's legal action to be taken. But all the attorneys we spoke to, they didn't necessarily find an angle that was a sure shot that they'd want to go after it. So, I mean, at this point, it's still kind of out there. If some attorney knows an angle to go after them, we'd be happy to do it, just because I don't think what they did is right. But if it's not, you know, against the law and they can do it, then we'll just move on.
I think I've had some people looking at that, trying to find some angle, trying to figure out how can this possibly not be illegal. And because for Spikes, with all of the things that you've invested in Shopify, for example, that's going to be a big financial hit. It's almost like theft. You just about need to be insured against something like that.
Yeah, and, you know, I resorted to, instead of worrying about if it's against the current law, I wrote my local senators and I wrote our attorney general. I think you and I had a conversation about different avenues that could potentially do something. And, you know, if enough people hear about these incidences and they write their congressmen, they write their senators, let them know that this is not okay, maybe they can do something. The Second Amendment already protects guns. So the item we sell is a protected item, but we as a people, we're not a protected class. If we were gay people or we were any of the other, what they call protected classes, they wouldn't be able to discriminate against us, because then it's discrimination. And what they're doing is they're discriminating against us, for our constitutional beliefs instead of for our religion or for our gender or whatever else. So it's okay, you know, and unless they can come up with a way to make it to where you can't discriminate against the whole industry, I don't see how this is going to stop, because I see it just getting worse as we go on.
Yeah. So we'll have to see how that works out. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, they're begging to be regulated. They really are. They're begging to be regulated, because I'm trying to think of a time when there's, you know, guns don't have a safety issue like cars did with seat belts and all these other things. So that's not the issue. And, you know, I'm trying to think of a time when they came out against, when business came out against a perfectly legal product. And it was one that was in the Bill of Rights. So anyway.
We sell a constitutionally protected item, and something that the majority of Americans, you know, either feel strongly one way or another about, but it's legal and it's constitutionally protected. I don't see how they can discriminate against us for us doing illegal business. It just doesn't make sense to me.
There you go. You hang on for me when we get back. I'm talking to Cole Liu of Spikes Tactical. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Frustrated by your lack of shooting accuracy? Mantis X can help. Mantis X is an electronic coaching system that analyzes your shooting mechanics, diagnoses your issues, and recommends improvements, all in real time. Attach the motion sensor to your gun, paired with our free coaching app on your phone, and start shooting. Mantis X shows you what you're doing wrong. Use Mantis X three ways: live fire, dry fire, or airsoft. Shoot, analyze, improve. MantisX.com. Designed by a U.S. Army sergeant after a deployment in Iraq. This is Sheath Underwear. Sheath is a high-performance, high-functioning underwear. Segmented where it counts, reducing irritation and chafing. At home, in the car, on the field, in competition, or in combat. Sheath Underwear keeps you cool and allows you to focus on the task at hand. Sheath Underwear is dedicated to health, fitness, and style. Sheathunderwear.com. It will change the quality of your day-to-day life.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. V-E-R-C-E-L Media.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now, you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gunstock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. I am talking to Cole Lou. He is with Spikes Tactical. You guys have had quite the rollicking year, haven't you?
Yes, they're keeping it interesting for us, that's for sure.
Yes, they are, and no sign of that letting up, but at the same time, you are completely unapologetic about that, aren't you?
Of course. Yeah, I mean, we're still doing the same thing. We're still focusing on product development. We're still going around doing, you know, shows, whether it be shooting competitions. We show up and sponsor several organizations that help out wounded warriors. So, I mean, we're still doing our thing. We're still moving forward. These are just little setbacks. And I've told you this before, but it would be way easier for us just to move on, like take what they say and keep our head down and move on. And I just don't think that's the right thing to do at all. I think we got to raise awareness and make sure people know what's going on and know that our rights are under attack. And, you know, there's elections coming up, and you better bet if the Democrats are able to take power, they're still looking at our guns. It's
yep.
part of the world we live in.
Well, it's a necessary part for their program, because they've got a few things they want to see. Two big things would be, they don't really need to worry about wealth redistribution if they get single payer and they get climate change legislation, cap and trade legislation. That would be the two biggest monetary redistribution schemes mankind has ever seen. So, but they know.
Well, they've already said they want to raise taxes as well, get some of the money back.
Sure, sure. But all those things combined, I mean, they know that the veto has been and always is going to be in the hands of the American gun owner.
Yep. Second Amendment.
Yep. So they also, that means they also know that they've got to disarm us to be able to get to that part of their agenda that they want to do. So whenever they're going,
they played a really smart long game. They don't ever try to come out, just straight up and say, hey, we want to confiscate guns. But I think they know that right now that would be a losing fight. So they play the long game. Oh, no, it needs to be just the bump stocks and then just the binary triggers. And then it's just, okay, now it's just the ARs again. Let's go back to ARs. And they're willing to sit back and do the long game. And then they try to work in some sneaky wording in the legislation about, you know, semi-auto rate of fire, which then could apply to anything. So they're very strategic and their goals haven't changed. I get the feeling with the way politics are now, I think they'll be more open about their agenda coming forward. I don't think they're going to hide it as much as they used to.
Oh yeah, they're completely unmasked. They feel like they got nothing to lose.
Yeah, yeah, so, and they think they have a winning agenda now too, just because the left is so vocal, and that's all they see and hear in the media. They think that they're winning hearts and minds, when in reality, most of America doesn't pay attention to the news and is busy working and taking care of their families or taking their kids to sport or whatever else you got going on.
Exactly. And that's the fun part that makes our job so much more fun, doesn't it? Now, recently, very recently, and I talked about this last night, you guys had another visitor from another financial institution come to you guys and give you guys some more good news.
Yeah. So our bank, which is Fifth Third, they sent their – so when you're a large account, they usually have a specialty representative that – it's like an account handler for you. So he came in to our shop and wanted to sit down with one of the owners and our head accountant, and basically told us that they would not be renewing our line of credit. It wasn't due to any kind of financial issues. It was because they're deciding they want to move away from the gun industry. And then the owner, Angela, was kind of going, hey, so what exactly are you saying? They said, well, I would recommend that you go ahead and move your accounts, and actually I would move your mortgage as well, and we're willing to help you by not charging the fees for moving it. However, obviously interest rates are way higher right now than they had been.
Right.
But he also made sure to mention that they would like to exit the gun industry quietly.
Quietly.
And that was the part that I'm going, really? That's not going to work. No, I mean, I used to bank at that bank personally, and I've already moved my account. But I think there's enough people who feel strongly about their guns that, you know, quietly is not going to work for me. I think people need to know who they're dealing with when they're dealing with a business like that.
Now, Fifth Thirds joins Bank of America and Citigroup
mm-hmm.
in deciding to do a denial of financial services. Is that a fair way to put it?
So they're being strategic about it since they're going for the hey, we want to do it quietly thing. They were actually interviewed by someone who interviewed me from a financial reporter.
Right.
And they denied that their policy is anti-gun right now, which technically may be a truthful answer on their part, because what they told us was, we're not going to renew this, which starts in February, and you should move your accounts because we're quietly exiting. So officially, they haven't announced it yet. So when they say, no, that's not our policy, they may be splitting words and kind of telling a half-truth that that's not technically officially their policy yet. But
right.
That's what they're doing, and that's what they've told us to do is to move on. And then what's really interesting is I'm going, okay, you know, I want to let people know about it so they know what they're dealing with. And so people can be aware, like, hey, you got to, A, be aware of who you're dealing business with, but also be aware that we're under attack from every side, you know, YouTube, Google, Facebook, every single side that they can attack gun rights, they're go for it. But then what's really interesting is now we're in this process of getting a new bank, and we've had one local credit union named Fairwinds. They said they do not do business with gun manufacturers. We had another national bank called Regions. They said they will not do business with us because we're gun manufacturers. And then we had another credit union who actually said they would do business with us, but their third party that runs their electronic checks will not do business with us because we're a gun company, so we can't use them either. So we've got a few more lined up. We're going to find a bank. It's not going to be the end of the world by any means, but if you've ever had to move banks and you have automatic payments and all this stuff, I mean, it's a pain in the butt to move a bank. And for a business, it's just magnified. So
yeah.
It's just another little thing. And for us, it'd be simple just to say, hey, okay, we'll find a new bank, whatever. But I'd rather
let me get you to hold right there at the new bank thing. We're going to talk about things that you're going to try to do coming up. SpikesTactical.com, that's where you're going to find some of the finest AR-15s made on this planet. My guest is Cole Lou, and this is Lock and Load.
Today's insulated vacuum mugs keep coffee so hot that it can burn your mouth. That's why there is Burnout, the temperature-regulating travel mug developed by real rocket scientists. Burnout's Drink Now technology quickly absorbs and stores the heat from your coffee. It brings your coffee to a drinkable temperature in minutes, then keeps it there for hours without electronics. No more burning your mouth. No more waiting for your coffee to cool. Fight the fire. Keep the heat. Learn more at BurnoutMugs.com. Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
USA Radio News.
Hurricane Michael made landfall along the Florida Panhandle Wednesday. The Category 4 hurricane had winds of 155 miles an hour. FEMA Director Brock Long had a message for those who decided to ride the storm out.
Then there are those who chose to stay behind, and unfortunately, first responders may not be able to go in and rescue those who dial 911 at this point.
Today, the Dow lost 831 points to close the day at 25,598. Alan Nuckman is a financial expert and economist. He says the market can't always be going up.
Hey, we can't go up every day. We just got complacent. And let's remember, this is the first 1% plus or minus move in the S&P that we've seen in more than 3 months. So, you know, it's been a comfortable push to the upside. The market's moved 10% in the last 3 months or so. We're still very positive on the year. This is a bit of a pullback.
That audio courtesy of Fox Business, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com. Enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Poor Pack Special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Come to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed, check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Talking to Spikes Tactical, talking to Cole Lou from Spikes Tactical, is there anything else that could possibly happen to you guys this year?
Oh, yeah, I mean, like UPS could decide to stop shipping packages or something. I mean, that some businesses have a lot of power in this country, and you know, more could happen, but hopefully that'll be it for the rest of the year. We'll just wrap this one up.
So but would shipping be the last thing that could be done to you guys?
I don't want to say that because I'm sure there's someone out there more creative than us, but I'm sure there's ways to try to put the clamps down. I would say banking is a big one, and it started under Obama. He enacted some legislation that was geared
toward choke point.
There you go. Trying to get them to make it hard for us to do business. They wanted to be the only gunslinging business in town, and they were slinging them to, you know, cartels and whoever else under his watch.
Right.
So when I spoke to the reporter earlier, that was a Financial Times reporter, she was trying to bait me with a question, which was, you know, she first let me explain what was going on, and then she said, well, do you know that Fifth Third recently had a shooting there and that it ended up with four people dying, including the shooter, when the police showed up on the scene. And I just told, I said, I actually did hear that. I didn't hear it until afterwards, but I did hear it. And she's like, well, what would you say to people who say that this is just a reaction to gun violence? And I told her, I said, listen, the reason why it was only four people that got killed, based on what you just told me, is that a police officer showed up with a firearm and took care of the bad guy. And I said, I actually just put an order for a police department 5 minutes ago from when I spoke to her. So we sell to the good guys. That's who our customers are. We're a federally licensed business. We're heavily regulated. We get ATF audits. All of our customers, they go through either a background check directly with us, or we ship it to a federally licensed firearms dealer, and they go through a background check there. There's no weird loopholes. There's no shady stuff going on. This is 100% above board business. And I said, if they're going to say, well, you know, it's all about the morality and saving a life, well, then my question would be, do they stop doing business with a car dealer because someone died in a DUI? Or do they stop doing business with a Walgreens because someone died from the opioid crisis? Like, where does it stop? And at what point do you stop trying to hold everyone else accountable because someone did something bad? And really, you the only way to stop these bad guys is with good guys. And that's just the simple math.
So you were asked if you thought that what was happening to you now was simply a response to gun violence.
Yeah, because they experienced the shooting at one of their corporate locations or something.
Okay. Well, now, you pointed out one thing earlier today, and can we talk about what you pointed out regarding Sutherland?
Yeah, sure.
We don't have to get into too many details, but tell me what you told me regarding Sutherland, Texas. Now, everybody remembers the horrible shooting that happened in Sutherland, Texas at the church. Cole told me something today that I did not know, so please share that with us.
Yeah, so the awesome gentleman who was able to neutralize the shooter, his name is Steven. He had actually contacted me and let me know that the weapon that he had used was a Spice Tactical built weapon, and that he finally got his weapon back from the Texas Rangers. So he was all excited that he got his gun back, and he wanted to, you know, do something with us. And I had tried reaching out to him a while back when I first heard about it, and he was covered up. His attorneys had taken his phone because he was just getting, you know, threatened and media trying to slam him and do a smear job on him. And he gave his phone to his attorney, and he was impossible to get a hold of. But now he's getting back to life. And I said, man, I want to thank you because you did, like, what all of us who care about Second Amendment, you did what we all say we would hope we have the guts to do, which is you put yourself in danger to be able to stop someone from doing something bad to other people. You were willing to defend your neighbors, defend people that you either don't know or that you do know and you love, and you stepped up and you stepped up in a big way and you stopped them. So he was, you know, he went above and beyond, and that's the perfect example of someone using an AR-15 in a self-defense manner that stopped a bigger shooting than what it could have been.
Yes. Now, when you get asked those stupid questions, we got about 3 minutes here. When you get asked those stupid questions, well, do you think maybe this is just a response to gun violence? Are you tempted to say, well, you know, actually one of our guns was used in Sutherland to stop the shooter?
You know, I when I had this conversation with her, I didn't go that route. I just basically told her, well, the cop is what stopped the violence, and he used the rifle. He used the weapon too. So it's kind of like arguing with a child. You know, like, there's nothing you're going to do to really get them to understand. At some point, you just have to accept that you're not seeing eye to eye and move on. I do my best always to try to keep a level head and to try to keep a civilized conversation, because in hopes that some people will listen and go, you know what, you're right, that doesn't make sense. And this lady I was speaking to, she kind of had like a, you got a good point moment. So hopefully I kind of got through to her a little bit. But, you know, one of the times we've spoken to the news, I had a Orlando Weekly guy interviewing me, and I thought I was getting through to him because he seemed like he was like, he wasn't arguing. He was going, you know, that makes sense. And then he still hit people on me. So I guess it wasn't, I guess I didn't get there too good.
Well, he probably listened to you, but his, you know, that's the thing about anti-gunners. They'll get up there and they'll do their own research and look at it and say, "Well, all of these things don't research doesn't bear out my position on it, but I'm keeping my position on it anyway."
Right. Well, they'll just select a certain set of facts that they like and quote those and ignore all the rest of the facts.
Or make them up. I mean, they'll make them up.
Yeah, they will. They'll make them up as they go. Statistic and go, well, that doesn't make sense. Let's not use that. Let's go with this.
So, I don't know. I don't know. Now, when we get back, I want to ask you, and if there's some things we don't need to discuss, that's perfectly okay. But is the gun industry, and I'll go ahead and pose the question now and make sure I cover all the bases on it. Is the gun industry at large, like NRA and SSF, are they, have you been in communication with them? Are they noticing this? Are they trying to find a way to where these legal businesses making a legal product can make themselves a little more Teflon? And if they are finding these things, are they sharing these details, or is some of it still sort of in the realm of being a jump ball? But in this remaining time, I do want to say this: the Spike tactical weapon is without a doubt it falls in a very unique niche amongst that type of weapon. The fit and finish on it is sort of boutique. It's like a very high end weapon, but at the same time, this is the kind of weapon that you would obtain if you were going to go and seriously do some work. My Pipe Hitters Union Joker is nothing if not just a completely, fully practical weapon designed to have all of the bells and whistles that make it really effective and really easy to run and really easy to manipulate really fast back on time. That's why you would go to SpikesTactical.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. Privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. I'm talking to Cole Lou from Spikes Tactical, and before we went to break, I was asking him, are you guys getting any guidance or anything from the industry, from the various leading organizations within the industry? Are you just sort of left out there to fend for yourselves?
We're, for the most part, left to fend for ourselves, which is, you know, it's fine. The NRA did contact me and do a TV interview, or their NRA TV interview for the Shopify thing, which helped raise a lot of awareness on the issue and got a lot of people riled up, which is what we need. We need people to get involved and you know, do what they can to always back the just causes they believe in. But no, they don't really, you know, maybe it's we don't donate enough money as a company or what, but we don't get any kind of updates and letting you know, hey, here's what the current thing is in the industry and here's how we're all going to band together. That's the industry seems to be like a dog eat dog thing. It's not so much of everyone banding together, which we should be. I mean, it'd be better if everyone worked together on some of this stuff.
Have you contacted any of them?
I have not. No, I mean this on this issue, I didn't feel like it's you know, it's already something they know about. I do know that they have gone against like Bank of America and some of these other ones. So for this issue, I haven't reached out to them. I know that they're on, I know that they're aware of it. I know that they're currently fighting that fight because of the Bank of America situation. And the biggest win I've seen for this particular debate, which you and I spoke about, was the recent contract in Louisiana where they were basically told you can't bid on this because you're anti-gun banking policies. And that's the kind of stuff we need to do, which is only going to happen when we raise awareness.
Is the gun industry, with Springfield Armory and Rock River Arms, they had to go out and hire a lobbyist to try to head some of this stuff off in the Illinois state legislature. And he did. I think he probably did the only thing he could do. Of course, that caused a, I wouldn't call it a controversy. I kind of think it was a manufactured controversy because they were just doing what they had to do to get by in the state of Illinois since that's where they operate, which, you know, is sort of sounds nightmarish to me. For this kind of thing, is the gun industry going to have to change and start looking at bringing in professionals to try to head these kinds of things off? Or, I mean,
you know, that's the, right now the only group that really does that, as far as, you know, a lobbyist, is the NRA, and I'm personally the highest level of life membership that I can be with them. I've supported them for over a decade, and they do the most. They don't do everything. I don't agree with 100% of what they say, and I have some friends who are like, "Hey, man, the NRA is not really gun activists." And I'm like, "Man, they're the only people we have that truly have a voice that are actually making a difference." So, unless there's a someone else in town that actually is going to be able to flex the muscle somewhere, we got to back them until there's a different option. And right now, they're the only ones who really get a whole lot done that I see.
I know a few people that I just can't stand to watch this kind of stuff happen and just sit back and say, "Hey, let me know how it goes." So I'm thinking of another strategy that I might try to employ tomorrow.
Well, you know, this has been
on your behalf.
So the YouTube thing, right? You know, we had been kicked off YouTube. We made a big stink about it. They put our YouTube channel back up. Well, recently they went in and just deleted one of our videos. They didn't. So normally what they'll do is they'll send you an email saying that you're in violation, it's been taken down, et cetera, et cetera. Well, now they just deleted the video, so there's nothing for me to screenshot and make a big stink of over, because they're censoring and they're putting themselves, you know, at risk. We talked about that before.
Right.
But I think they're just going to adapt and get smarter. But with the whole YouTube thing, everyone does not get upset about what's going on until it's them being attacked. And that's been, you know, I've personally supported several different people, whether I 100% agree with them or not, when
right.
they're getting silenced, and we have to band together, because otherwise, if it's always like, "Oh, well, they're not bugging us right now," well, eventually it's going to be you, and eventually it's going to be something that you truly care about, whether it be guns or the next fight issue that you really care about. Eventually, it'll be you.
I think one of the things that you got, and I think there should be some sort of an allowance made within YouTube, because you guys are manufacturers.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things I don't do with YouTube is, like, I don't pull a gun apart or anything, because, one, I'm all thumbs when it comes to something like that. I mean, I can do it and I can clean a gun and all this other stuff, but when I'm putting it back together, you know, nobody's going to mistake me for one of those Vietnamese children they show on the news that do it blindfolded. I mean, I can get it done.
Yeah, I mean, the kind of videos we would put up is mostly instructional, and, you know, I would say that a lot of our stuff is to encourage gun safety, like right. knowing the proper torque spec for your barrel nut, or knowing how to properly install your fire control group. Those are things that are going to lead you to having a safer experience at the range. And we're not out advocating, you know, how to make drugs or how to do, you know, there's tons of illegal activities that go on, and what we're doing is trying to educate our consumers and put out information so people have a good source and somewhere where they know, like, okay, these guys are professionals. This is all they do all day. This will be a good place to check this out. And, you know, they just shut it down when they don't agree with you.
So they said that video violated its terms of service.
Well, no, they didn't say that this time. They just deleted it. So, I mean, we had it up for a couple of months, and it definitely was in violation of their terms of service. I'm not going to argue that. But they didn't send me the email this time and say, "Hey, it's in violation." They just took it down quietly.
Right. Right. I just think there needs to be some sort of a provision made for that. It's simply because of what you guys are.
Marco Rubio, who's our state senator, and he didn't even bother responding to us. So it's a frustrating fight, man. I've got a company to run, and we like I told you earlier, we really focus on keeping our product, you know, where it needs to be, and future product development. So I'm trying to juggle a lot of things, and I want to take all the time I can and make sure I can help fight the fight and preserve the Second Amendment. And when you don't get responses from your senators, I wish I had time to go bang on the door. And that's why the left has been very effective, because they have paid protesters who can go out and affect change by being the squeaky wheel. They get the grease because they're the one squeaking. And I know I'm not the only one that doesn't have time for all that, but I try to make time. I do my best to, I wrote the letters. I didn't get any response, but I wish I had more time to dedicate to just being a more of an advocate and getting out there and getting in their ear.
Well, you know me, Cole. Tomorrow I'm going to try to get a couple of players that you probably heard of. I'm not going to mention them on the air, but I'm going to try to get them, and these are going to be from advocacy groups, and get them to call you if it's okay to give your number to them. And then, I'll text you and let you know if they say they're going to call you. And then just simply because, somebody's going to have to break the ice on that one. I think, some of these organizations need to get out in front of this and say, this is one of these things where there ought to be a law.
Well, the banking thing is interesting, and I'm guessing go ahead.
No, I think you're about to finish your sentence, and I was interrupting you. What?
Yeah, so the banking thing is interesting. I'm guessing there's not a law prohibiting this, because they've been doing it for a while. It's already been out there. But being that it's a federally backed bank, it's FDIC insured, you would think that they wouldn't be able to discriminate. It's not like I'm a private business. Like, no, they're taking federal money. I would think they'd have to.
Probably the federal bailout money.
Could get involved. Yeah.
They probably took bailout money. So,
yeah.
Anyway,
bailout money and insurance money.
We have run out of time. We will circle back and we will revisit this next week if you have the time to do it. Cole Lou, SpikesTactical.com. Finest ARs made known to man in the English speaking world. Thank you for joining me, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Coming up next, writer and instructor, Dean Weintraub. Dean Weingarten, excuse me. Messed up. This is Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life, I wish I would have known, cause I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I care. I thank my pops for all the talks and all the wisdom he shared.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality controls second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line 888-212-8871.